You have the. Okay, Kufnun Beis. Ches, right? You said Ches or Tes? No, Ches, right? Yeah.
Yes. Through your design, including your design.
Okay, so Tzarech, a person has to stay very far away from women. Also, likrets, you're not allowed to make a sign with the hands, v'lirmoiz, or to make with your eyes, leisha, to a woman. Also, lishoikima, and you're not allowed to laugh with her, l'hakol to have kalas rosh. I think they call it flirting. I love it, but yeah, if you're even to look at her beauty, also liriach b'psamim liisha, you're not allowed to smell the b'psamim that are meyuchad for an isha. All right, now that's interesting because somebody today asked me if a woman is allowed to wear perfume. She wanted to buy somebody. She wants to buy. Know if she's allowed to buy a woman perfume because she knows she wears perfume. She's over for the woman wearing perfume. Right? I mean, there's no isser for a woman to wear perfume. It's an isser for a man to go smell it. Right?
That
But here
doesn't
we
make
say,
sense.
what do you mean?
If a man can't smell it, then a woman shouldn't be allowed to wear it in public.
Why not? She should. A man
Because
shouldn't
she's
be like a
causing a
man
guy
should.
to smell it.
A man shouldn't be going near a woman.
You don't have to be near someone to smell
No,
perfume.
you don't have to put it on like Russians in Coney Island Hospital.
Exactly. Okay, fine. Gotcha.
Right? I mean, no, we're saying they can make
Lifnei.
lifnei, but there's nothing, it's not lifnei either, so then maybe women should stay home.
Okay.
Oh, you like that one.
But he
I'm
said some of
saying.
them wear perfume as a favor to other people because they have a stench to them. So they're wearing the perfume, just, to help out the other people because in general they stink. So
Whatever the lum this is, I don't see
if
why
he's
everybody.
going to the women in Coney Island Hospital, then that's the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, okay, but it doesn't. I'm saying I don't know why in the world it's accepted or not. I don't know. In the right wing world, I guess that you can't. Women can't wear perfume. A woman is allowed to be a woman. It's a man that has the issue. Now, obviously, if she's going to be hanging out by men, if she's a school teacher in a yeshiva and there's a lot of men, okay, so that's. Maybe, but in a regular life, why can't she wear perfume? A man is not allowed to. But what we're saying here is also a man is not allowed to smell the perfume, even when it's not on her. Right? You can't go into Macy's or whatever and go smelling the perfumes. That's also not allowed. Right? When she is, when you're holding on to, when he's holding on to, I'm sorry, when she's holding on to the perfume, or it's hanging on her, right? Meaning you can't go purposely smell it. But also, so you're not allowed to look even at the colored clothing of a woman that he's makir, even if the clothing's not on her. So, meaning nobody does laundry, like hang on the laundry line nowadays. Well, maybe they do, but very few. You're not allowed to look at that clothing. So the kitzer says you're not to look at it if you know whose clothing it is. Shema yavi laharba, because maybe you're gonna end up thinking about the woman. Poge isha b'shuk also lahalech achareya. If he meets a woman in the street, you're not allowed to walk behind her. Ela rotz shetisor litzdadon elachar. You should run, that you should go to the side or back. V'lo yavar b'pesach zayna afilo b'richuk da'alaramas, and you should not go past a Pesach of Zionists, even with distance of 4 hours. And somebody who stares even at a small finger of a woman mimena, and has kavana to be nene from it, avoin, that's a big aver. To stare at a woman even at her little finger is a big aver. Also lishmaya calls Isha, and it's also to hear even a woman singing. Either stock about Sarah or to stare at her hair. All right? Because that's what we call Kol Isha. Now, let's talk about Sarah. That's That's talking about a married woman or a not married. So a married woman covers her hair, right? So an unmarried woman, even an unmarried woman, you're not allowed to stare at her hair. Fine. Ain't shalom b'shalom isha klal. You're not allowed to ask how a woman is doing. A filo holiday baila, even through her husband, you can't say how's your wife doing. Also l'shloach l'divrei shalom. You're not allowed to say regards to your wife and that type of thing. All right, but
So
the Kaiser.
one second. If the woman's wearing a sheitel, that's not a problem.
It's interesting that you're saying that, meaning to stare at a sheitel.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're saying a good thing. But Lamai said has a din of clothing,
Right.
right? So
It's
you're
like
not, we said if the, yeah, if you recognize the lady,
if a
you're not allowed
friend
to show
tells
her
you,
clothing.
if you a friend tells you, oh, I have to go home, my wife's not feeling well, and then you see him the next day, you can't ask him how his wife's feeling?
Yeah, so basic menschlichkeit is allowed.
Okay.
So it's a normal thing if a guy knows that his wife, if you know that your friend's wife is sick, so you know that there's such a thing like that, right? Right, when you write an egeres to your friend, you can't say peace to your whatever, say shalom to your wife. But you are allowed to ask the husband or somebody else how is she doing. So here he says it beferish, but this is more like you're asking the husband, right? How why is this not a stira to what he just said? You're not allowed to send her. You have to differentiate between making a very hamish a thing and just stop asking basic menschlichkeit. That's what you have to say. Let me know how your wife is doing. Fine. Somebody who hugs or kisses any one of the krivas, that he has no hana from it, hareza oise iser, right? Then you're doing an iser, she'ain kraven la'erva klal, because we are not supposed to have kreva with erva at all. Chutzman of and bitoy va'em and bena, she'ain b'torn b'chivu a mother and a father, a mother and a son, and a son and a father and a daughter, they are allowed to, right? And we say grandparents too.
So the kids are saying you can't, if you can't give your sister a kiss on the
That's
cheek.
exactly what he's saying,
Exactly what he's saying.
right? That's what he's saying. Yes, you're not allowed to touch your
Okay.
sister. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's a davar aser. That's disgusting. It stops short of saying that it's aser. Seems like the minhag in the world is not like that, right? Fine. Yud Aleph ain linoig afilu im ishta b'dvarim shel chiba. Right, it should be noyeg even with a wife with barim shochiba going la'ayin bereshe to look at her hair or kadaim b'pnei achirim in front of others, shalo yaveh haroya lidei hirer, so that the roya won't come to hear her. Basically, back then, I guess it was a romantic thing for a wife to check her husband's hair for lice, so that's considered something romantic. So you're not allowed to do it by Rabbim. So nowadays, it's obviously talking about holding hands and hugging and that type of thing. It's awesome. Why? Because somebody may see, and that person's going to come to think bad thoughts. Yud beis also lish sheyoder beis chamiv. A person is not allowed to live in his in-law's house. Elik sheyesh lecheder miyuchid l'shchiva, unless he has his own private room. This is one of the strange gemaras because it says that a mother-in-law is attracted to a son-in-law. Right, so we're afraid that if it's they don't have their own separate rooms, which again we said I think last night. So 2 nights ago, that separate rooms is considered like a separate house. But if it wouldn't be separate rooms, so then it would be usur for a daughter-in-law and a son-in-law. Yeah. You give a kfar harichu gedayli yisol zal b'sifrei makedoshim v'tchayichus misorim ala minig harabe eizem hakoymas she'ena b'nei toira v'yira she'miskar v'machosan v'akala b'chibuk v'nishuk. Right? It's that there's people that they're not b'nei toira and yira. And then when the couple's engaged, they are.
You got muted. Can't hear you.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can't hear you. Am I the only one?
You got muted.
Rabbi,
Can't
we
hear.
lost you. He doesn't hear
I'm
us. I'll
here. I'm
text
in
him.
Florida.
I'll text him. I'll take care of it.
Just together, parents. Okay.
This
Well,
one's going to
go.
be tough to figure out, but okay. Good, at least three people were listening.
Yud Gimel? If Yud
Yeah.
Gimel, I'm going to start from there again. Okay. Oh, I'm not so bad. Okay. Kfar Arichu, Yigdam, Kua, Kfar Arichu, Gedoyle Yisrael Zabbis, Ephraim, Akadoshim, the Toychachos Musarim, Ala Minig Hara, they gave a lot of Musar on this bad Minig, Be'ezim Makoymas, Shaina B'nei Toyra, V'yira, Shemiskarim, Achosin, and Makala, V'chibuk, V'nishuk, that the Chosin and Kala touch, they hug and they kiss, V'chein Oysin, Rikudim, B'churim, G'amsulis Yachad, and they have mixed dancing. Isra Godol Isra Nida, besides for the Isra Nida of it, Shari call Psulus Mistama Nidus, and all Psulus are Nidus, Vain Chilik be Isra Nida Vain Pnuyan and Asua. There's no difference by Isra Nida between the Pnuyan and Asua, Vachon and Negea, Baderachiba, Chaya Malkus. I mean, people think, unfortunately, this whole Shomer Negea, this part I didn't say before, so I'm adding this in. I don't think I said it. This whole business of Shomer Negi, are you Shomer, you're not Shomer, it's Shtusim. Any girl over 12 has a chazaka that she's a Nida, and she's a full-fledged Nida. Unless she goes to mikvah, she's a full-fledged Nida. Has nothing to do with marriage, single, right? If you touch a girl in Derechiba, then you Chaya Malkus, right? And some say it's Yehoreg Val Yavar, one has to die, but that's a different Shita. And the Yetzirah puts it. He puts the Yetzer onto himself, or maybe it's Atzmon de Kishu Ladas, and then he comes to have Kishu, to have an erection, Ladas, Vaitzor Zilavator, Rachmona Lassana. And anybody who has in his Koyach to make a Macha, then you have to strengthen yourself and make a Macha against the mixed dancing and all this type of stuff.
Tri Yaakov,
Yeah,
sorry.
go ahead.
A woman who's past menopause, is she Nida?
No, as long as she's gone to mikveh. As long as she's gone to mikvah after her last period, then she's not a nida. However, when they get if they get married, then they have to go to mikvah again, because we're afraid if she goes if she's because of the love of a marriage, then we're afraid that she might see dam, even if she doesn't see dam. So, but so that's the only time that she would have to re-go to mikvah.
Okay, thank
Although
you.
I had a lady this week, 62 years old, that had to go to mikvah. Because I don't know, something happened there. She didn't ask whether she was it was already the day before the mikvah, so I just told her to just go. Had she probably asked before, we probably would have gotten her out of it, but she didn't ask. So, but yeah, it could happen. It could happen. Anybody who has Yiras Shamayim ruling in his house, and Lashkiach al b'nei beisai, and he has to be a mashkiach on his house, that he should distance himself from this disgusting thing. And if you have the ability to make a macha and you didn't make a macha, he is nitvas with this. And anybody that saves anybody from a chet, it's going to save your own soul and it's good for you. Yudalit Isha Shu writes to Lisa Isa, a woman, if you want to marry her, then mutter loy, it's mutter viroy loy, and it's even fitting, liraisa in Hebrew sign, that you have to look to see that she is for you. Meaning, that's the only time you're allowed to look at a woman who you're not related to is when she is, when you're dating her. Avaloyas but it shouldn't be through derach nus. Fine. Somebody who divorces his wife from Nisuin, right? Meaning they are in regular divorce. They are not allowed to live in the same courtyard together. And if he's a kohen, and if so, a kohen, if he's a kohen, which means he can't remarry her, and even if it's Yisrael, but she already got married to somebody else, which means that her first husband is no longer allowed to marry her. Or if somebody has to divorce his wife because she became aser, let's say that she was promiscuous, then you have to stay even further away. Him who Mavi saws them, they're not allowed to live together in a Mavi. A Mavi is like an alleyway if it's a closed alleyway. Foolish, but if it's an open alleyway, that there's the public thoroughfare is going through there, mutarim, then they are allowed to live together, which is why you can have divorcees living in the same town, but not really in the same yards. We don't really have yards here. In Eretz Yisrael, they have the yards, but like we don't really have that now. Ugrusha, shenises v'dara im bayla hasheni, and a grusha that gets married, and she lives with her second husband, elu trichin oid harchaka yaseira. Then she and her first husband even need more of a rachaka. Right? V'loy sadar im bayla rishon b'chol hashuna. Then she cannot live with her first husband. I mean, it doesn't mean with her because she's married to somebody else, but she can't. They can't live in the same town. B'chol, I don't know exactly what we do with that nowadays. B'chol elo harchakas he nidchis mipanov. With all these harchakas, she will. She must. She has to leave instead of him. Meaning, the burden of this mitzvah or whatever it is on her. Meaning, he doesn't have to leave town. She has to leave town. But let's say she owned the yard and they moved into her house and then they got divorced. He gets pushed from her, right? It's an interesting din. I actually had this once, maybe twice. If you have a couple that's divorced and then they end up, even though they're single and they end up being together, they need a new get, even without a kedushin. Tazayin, mutter l'adam lozen grushasoi. It's mutter for somebody to support his divorce. So I have a mitzvah he yaisim b'sharani, and not only that, but it's a mitzvah for the husband to support her more than other poor people. Shenema b'sarcha loy tesalim or al tesalim, right? U'bavad shelo yehi esik ima. But as long as he doesn't have any esik with her, raki zona al yedei shliach, he should feed her through a shliach. So you see that? I mean, talk about like you have all these fights between the husbands and the wife. The kids are here saying, it's more of a priority for an ex-husband to feed his wife than before he gives any sort of tzedakah to anybody else. Yud Zayin, Amar Rav Bruno, Amar Rav, Kala Yashin Bekila Bechedesh Ish Ish Sharabai. Anybody who sleeps in a room where a man and woman are together, Alava Kasavayman Nishe Ami Tigarshun Mi Beis Tanugah. You're throwing out people from my nation. From Beis Tanugel, Shabbai Shenei Mimeno, V'Amar Rav Yosef, Filu B'Ishtei Nida, even Ishtei Nida, meaning he's saying if you sleep in a room with a couple, then that couple will be embarrassed to be together because they're not supposed to be together. So Mimela, Yoiver on an Isser, right? And that's even when she's a Nida. It's called they're not going to sleep together when she's a Nida, but they can't. The wife can't talk to the husband in a nice private way. So therefore, it is an Isser to sleep in a room like that. Yeah. I think my father's chronicle told me b'shem Reb Chaim Cohen is a chronicle l'bracha that he held that when people come to your house, and you put the kids in the same room as the parents, you're over on this iser, because the parents can't be together. They won't have any privacy. It's a chiddush because seemingly the parents are doing it. But that is what he held.
Well, so you said last night you're not supposed, when you're in someone's house, that's who's doing it anyway.
Well, if you have, no, we said, but if it's a private room and you bring your own linen, then it is allowed. But here we're saying that it's a problem even having nothing to do with sleeping. It's just the privacy for a couple, right? Even if she's a Nida. So that was what Rav Chaim Cohen held. I don't think that's the popular psak. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night. And Basuras Tavis.
Shkoy.